MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A coalition of New Mexico residents is fighting to save a nearly 80-year-old sunspot solar observatory in the Sacramento Mountains, just south of Cloudcroft, after the National Science Foundation announced plans to demolish the site. For decades, the observatory's telescope was considered a major scientific breakthrough. Its 250-ton optical system was suspended in 120 gallons of liquid mercury, making the massive equipment easy to turn by hand. In January, the National Science Foundation announced that mercury had spilled inside the building housing of the telescope. The campus was closed to the public and has remained closed since. By February, the NSF announced plans to demolish the site and return the land to the U.S. Forest Service. Dave Dooling worked as Sunspot's education officer for 9 years and now leads the effort to stop the demolition. He told Source New Mexico the site holds both scientific and cultural history, and that a grassroots group called Friends of Sunspot is pushing to pause demolition until stakeholders can agree on a plan, including ideas like a mixed-use property with educational facilities, camping sites, and STEM programs. Dooling has been meeting with local city councils to build support and says he'll keep pushing until demolition begins. And Roswell City Manager Hessen Tima has submitted his resignation. And Tima's resignation letter was submitted July 1st, with his last day set for September 30th. He plans to enter private legal practice in Roswell. Mayor Tim Jennings recommended Ntima for the job earlier this year, and the city council unanimously approved him as city manager in January. Ntima officially took over the role February 1st after serving as Roswell city attorney since September of 2022. He took over for Chad Cole, who served as city manager from April of 23 until resigning at the end of January to take a position at Eastern New Mexico University Roswell. And a reminder that several popular spots in Ruidoso are closed through July 12th for the Ironman USA Mountain Ruidoso 70.3, the first Ironman event ever held in New Mexico. Grindstone Lake, the Wibbitt Water Park, and both the Grindstone Lake and White Mountain Sports Complex parking lots will be closed. Hiking trails, the disc golf course, dog park, and pickleball courts all stay open, with alternate parking available at the disc golf lot on Resort Drive and the Convention Center. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.